Welcome to this Kidney 360 podcast. I'm Lindsay Jones, social science analyst from the VA Information Resource Center at the Edward Hines Jr. VA Hospital. Today, I will discuss my article entitled Challenges, Facilitators, and Recommendations for Implementation of Home Dialysis in the Veterans Health Administration, Patient, Caregiver, and Clinician Perceptions, published in Kidney 360 this December. What was your research question? What was the study design, and who did you interview? Our project aimed to identify challenges and facilitators to veterans' use of home dialysis in the VA based on input from three key stakeholder groups. We also aimed to identify key recommendations that could improve the use or implementation of home dialysis in VA. We used a qualitative cross-sectional design and collected data through semi-structured phone interviews. Participants came from one of five VA home dialysis programs from around the country and included home dialysis patients, the patient's informal caregiver, which was the person at home who assists them with their home dialysis treatments, and home dialysis staff, which included program nephrologists, nurses, dietitians, and social workers. What challenges to implementing home dialysis were identified across all the participant groups? Challenges that were identified by all three of our stakeholder groups included lack of a suitable home environment, maintaining a clean home environment, burdens associated with performing home dialysis tasks by the veterans or their caregivers, undesirable physical side effects of the home dialysis treatment, and negative psychosocial impacts of carrying out dialysis at home. What facilitators of home dialysis were identified across all participant groups? Facilitators identified by all three groups included convenience of doing dialysis at home, increased freedom with flexible treatment timing, avoidance of in-center hemodialysis, the ability for patients to maintain their autonomy, receiving adequate social support, favorable patient dispositions such as patience, attention to detail, and self-discipline, and perceptions of improved patient health with home dialysis. On the basis of your study, what strategies should be employed to increase home dialysis utilization? Several strategies were identified in our study. Key strategies included incorporating more mental health care services into home dialysis programs, increasing home visits by dialysis staff, offering peer-to-peer coaching, and reducing patient burden through means such as increased use of telemedicine. Thank you for joining us for this Kidney 360 podcast. Despite being associated with similar health outcomes and lower costs than in-center dialysis, home dialysis is substantially underutilized in the United States. Our article presents important stakeholder-derived challenges, facilitators, and recommendations that can inform strategies to increase uptake and sustained use of home dialysis.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition, or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.